Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome back to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who is Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love freedom, I love life and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
I grew up in a small town called Peculiar, Missouri. Then one day, I moved to New York City. When Ron Paul ran for president, I volunteered to help. Things got kind of crazy after that, and I ended up in Washington, D.C. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the Republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website I built to help further the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about is ideas. And the one idea that I care about the most... That's right, ladies and gentlemen, pure freedom on the Freedom Report Podcast, Episode 6. So welcome back to the Freedom Report Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Today is our sixth episode, and we're going to be talking today about an article that we have on the LibertarianRepublic.com called 12 Reasons Why Obama is Not the Greatest President Ever. Now, this is not just partisan hackery here, ladies and gentlemen. We call out both sides of the aisle. It just so happens that the Democrats are in power right now making a bungle of things. Now, this article was written by Tiffany Madison, who is a contributor to the Libertarian Republic. And unfortunately, because of technical difficulties, we weren't able to feature an interview that we had with Ms. Madison, but we will be having her back on the show sometime soon. Now, I want to talk about her article, which is actually a rebuttal to an article that got shared quite a bit around in the liberal circles on the Huffington Post by a man named Matthew Lynch. And basically, this guy is an Obama supporter who Tiffany says is intoxicated by blind idealism. He wrote an article called 12 Reasons Why Obama is One of the Best Presidents Ever. Now, the guy begins by acknowledging that Obama made a, quote, number of mistakes, but he stands firm that his legacy will, quote, be remembered in the annals of history as a revered revolutionary. Now, Tiffany takes issue with that because Tiffany says that President Barack Obama seems to compete with George W. Bush in terms of extraordinary power abuse, constitutional crimes, perpetual scandals, and extraordinary corruption. He's earned impeachment and a 39% approval rating, which actually we see today is going down even lower. So I want to go through these, and I'll try and get through them quickly because there's quite a few data points here that Tiffany brings up, but it's important that our viewers... our listeners understand this. Number one, the argument for Obama was, you know, he's for the people. His actions have always been motivated by a sincere desire to do what is best for the majority, even if it meant losing ground with the wealthy, influential, or powerful minority. Yeah, right. So Tiffany argues that against that and says, Obama's no populist. He, quote, supports the Occupy Wall Street movement, but this guy's raised more money from Wall Street than any other candidate in 20 years. And Tiffany's saying here that the criminals that are responsible for the 2008 economic disaster are still free. And the sources are here, folks. If you go to the article, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. The TARP corporate welfare bailouts transferred $73 billion in taxpayer wealth to corporate cronies, punishing hardworking taxpayers for playing by the rules while rewarding the fantastically rich criminals. Now, this makes him a man of the people? Let's move on. So, the next argument that the guy made was that he's for civil rights. His outspoken support of gay marriage is an excellent example. Oh, yeah, right, buddy. Now, Tiffany just destroys this. Obama invalidated the right to trial by signing the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act. This is the NDAA, which expanded military detention powers for Americans. This is basically the kidnap provision of the National Defense Authorization Act that Tiffany's talking about, that you can be spirited away without a trial. Now, the next thing that she brings up is that Obama renewed the Patriot Act, which he did. He's assaulted the free press, defends warrantless wiretapping, and the secret FISA court. Gitmo stayed open despite his promises, and he's executed 4 American citizens without judicial process. And that right there ought to be a grounds for impeachment. And then he also brags about caging whistleblowers, and he's established the Insider Threat Program, the ITP, which basically equates whistleblowing to aiding the enemies of the United States. That's not George W. Bush, ladies and gentlemen. That's Barack Obama. And although Obama's Chum gang smoked massive amounts of marijuana, his administration is the most hostile to medical marijuana in history. Peaceful Americans from Colorado, Montana, Nevada, Washington, and California have been assaulted, robbed, and caged for following state law, facing millions in fines and decades in prisons. Oh, you know, but he reversed his position on same-sex marriage after alienating his ally, the LGBT allies, because it was politically expedient. You know, what a freedom fighter. Tiffany goes on, number three here, she says, he's for one race, the human race. America has never been more unified as a people than it has under the direct leadership of Barack Obama. Come on. Now, Tiffany goes in and just slaps this guy right across the face about how Obama politicized racial tensions with his remarks like, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. Kathleen Sebelius compared Obamacare's opponents to segregationists fighting for lynching. And Eric Holder is keeping the Trayvon Martin fire burning by threatening a civil rights suit against George Zimmerman. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how in the world people look at this guy as some sort of civil rights leader. But let's move on here. Healthcare, because he's compassionate, this guy says. Yeah, 50 to 75% of the 14 million consumers who buy their insurance individually would lose their policies, and Obama lied about it. Now, 52 million may still lose their health care, and the rates are probably going to increase about 41 to 77%. But come on, you know, White House friends and cronies, they love Obamacare. You know, it's the middle class that has to pay the fines and high costs for something they don't need or want. And, the, you know, the president's 1% pals sit really pretty. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The lady who was trotted out by the president as one of the examples for why Obamacare was so great, it was revealed Monday, that she can't even afford health care now. She's lost her tax credit, and now the president used her as a great example. Well, she can't even have health care anymore. She had health care before. Now her tax credits are gone. She thought her premiums were going to be something like $164 a month. Now it turns out they're going to be something like $600 a month, and you know she's a single mother and can't afford it. And that's thanks to Obamacare. So this whole idea that he's for the middle class, Tiffany just destroys this in this article. Again, you got to go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and read this. It's called 12 Reasons Why Obama's Not the Greatest President Ever. I don't want to give it all away. I'd like to move on to another topic. So let's go ahead and just switch topics. I want to talk about a story that's really been dividing people the last couple of days. And it's, again, it's about a week old, but I think it's very important that we have a discussion about this. In Talpa, New Mexico, dash cam video was released that showed a belligerent mother involved in a heated altercation with police that resulted in shots fired at the van filled with children. Now, Oriana Farrell had been pulled over for a speeding infraction, and she was arguing with a New Mexico police officer over it. The video shows the officer returning to his vehicle to complete his paperwork, which Farrell attempts to escape by driving off. Now, the officer pulled her over again and demanded that she exit the vehicle. She complied, but then her 14-year-old son exited the vehicle as well. The officer had to draw his taser, and the boy returned to the vehicle. Then things got really crazy. So the officer tried to get the woman to leave the car, and he told her that she's already facing charges for leaving the scene after she was first pulled over. The situation escalated, and the mother again tried to evade capture by the officer, which provoked her 14-year-old boy to engage. The New Mexico officer aimed his taser at the boy, causing him to retreat as backup arrived on the scene. So another couple of cops arrived. Now another officer assists as the first officer breaks out the window. So he's smashing the window out. And you can see the tape. Go to thelibertarianrepublic.com and search this up. Cop shoots at minivan full of kids. The woman starts to drive away as he's smashing the window, and another state police officer arrives. Now he just arrived on the scene, so he has no idea what's going on. And as the woman drives off with her kids in the car, this police officer shoots at the van. Three shots. Now, here's the thing. Judge Andrew Napolitano came on Fox News yesterday to talk about this case on Fox and Friends. Because so many people were saying, well, she was in the wrong, she was trying to evade police, blah, 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 and they were trying to justify this shooting. But Judge Napolitano came and discussed it, and he said that the law is that you cannot use deadly force unless deadly force is being used against you. Now, I saw a lot of people out there, and this made me really angry, folks. I saw a lot of people out there saying he was trying to shoot out the tires. Now, let me just tell you something. First of all, They don't train police to shoot out the tires, okay? This is not some kind of freaking Hollywood movie, all right? Cops are not trained to shoot out the vehicle tires when they are involved in a chase. That's just not how it's done. So when the officer arrived on the scene, he had no idea what was going on. All he knew was that he had been called in for backup at that time, and then when he arrived, the suspects began to flee. Now, he had no idea, he could have no idea who was in that car, or maybe he did know, but if he did, it would be much worse. But either way, he arrived on the scene late, and then when the car pulled off, he fired 3 shots at a van loaded with children. Now, let me just tell you something. This is not some suspect fleeing after taking shots at police officers. There was no mortal danger brought to bear against the police officers for them to start firing at a van full of children. And I think some of you really need to go back and assess what it is that you really believe here. If you are defending the police officers' actions in shooting at the van, it doesn't make it right for the 14-year-old boy to have assaulted the officer or for the mother have tried to evade the police. It also makes them look worse for the fact that they did find 2 marijuana pipes in the car. That's what the police say. And I would be willing to believe the police if they hadn't been firing recklessly at a van full of loaded children. So I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that the people who are defending the police officers by trying to cover them and say, oh, they're shooting at the tires of the van, need to take a good step back and reevaluate what it is that they really believe. Like, are you really a libertarian, or are you just some sort of apologist for authority here? Because I guarantee it, if it was your wife and kids in the vehicle and you saw a police officer shooting at a van recklessly, that's not it putting anyone else in harm's way, in mortal danger, then you really need to evaluate your philosophy. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to the Freedom Report Podcast, where we fight for economic freedom and personal liberty every single day of the week. We wouldn't be a success without you, so thank you very much for tuning in and listening to these long podcasts while I rant. Things are just going to keep getting better, so keep coming back. Please share our podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find us by doing a keyword search for the Freedom Report with Austin Peterson. We're going to start having lots more guests, bells and whistles. Things will keep getting added as you keep listening, as our audience grows. Also, don't forget to visit our sponsor, thelibertarianrepublic.com, is brought to you in part by Puff Wealth and Puff Wealth Management. Go to puffwealth.com and manage your money. Thanks a lot, and have a great day. Stay free.